Yes, we are.
We'll call the regular city council meeting of November 27th to order. Please call roll.
King. Kukoski.
Here.
Johnston.
Here.
Bronson.
Here.
Mallory.
Here.
Temple.
Here.
Kucher.
Here.
Can I get a motion to excuse Councilman Taylor?
So.
Motion by Mayor Pro Tem Kucher to excuse Councilman King, supported by Councilman Temple. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Make your release in the pledge.
Sure.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll move to item four, public comments. If you wish to address council on an issue that's not on the agenda, please step up to the podium, introduce yourself.
Hi, Mayor and Council, Ray Lofgren, and two new members. Congratulations. And one old member. Older member. I just want to talk a little bit briefly to you about the policy that's in place for the supplies and equipment. And that was dated April 11th of this year. And Mayor, if I can hand this out, I don't expect a council mayor to brief this while I'm talking. Congratulations to you, too. What this is, and I did talk to the manager about this last, on the 14th, that was the day after your last meeting. And briefly what it is it's not necessarily the amount of money, but it's a disbursement of funds that is set forward in the document for the disbursements of funds. In the case of what I'm talking about is on June 12th, 18th, like this year, I addressed the council because there was a disbursement from Darrell's in Mackinac City. And going back a few years, it's in this document, you see where there's almost $10,000. And in the minutes of the meeting that I spoke to you about is, I didn't understand why we had to go out of town because there was six other members in the construction business, such as myself. For you that you don't know me, myself and my son both reside inside the city limits of Sheboygan. To my knowledge, we're the only general contractors, excavators, that's in the city of Sheboygan. However, I did talk to Merchant, Guaya, Rabitic, and they were not contacted at all from the city of Sheboygan. We always talk about shop locally. And I'm addressing this because I am local. It sounds like it might be sour grapes, but it's not that, because it's not a bid process. It's just simply inking something or picking up the phone and calling somebody. Now, when I brought those figures in front of to Tom, his response was, wow. So my calculation from that, Tom, I told you I'd just as soon have the department head here if I'm going to talk about him. I don't want any debate tonight, but I see the individual's not here, and I told Tom that I was going to be presenting this to council. I'm not happy that the agreement was made, and I expressed myself on this purchase agreement. I don't think the funds are necessarily the importance here. It's the way the funds are. It's only the city manager that has the rights to spend the money. And in this case, the DPW has hired somebody from Mackinac City. He's a good contractor. He's a good guy. And I said that in the minutes last meeting. However, nobody was contacted from Sheboygan, and I'll leave it at that. I do appreciate you listening to me, and I do want you to go through what I gave you tonight. And it is important that we shop locally. And I don't understand why we're not when it comes to sand and gravel. This is an item, by the way. if I don't have time, somebody calls me for something, do you need it today? I can't help you. Call somebody else. That's not the item we're talking about. And it's hardly ever the item we're talking about, that we need something. You might need to pay a light bill that month in 30 days, but sand or gravel or a piece of equipment goes out for bids. You take a low bid, or you're supposed to anyway. I am very, very disappointed this last few months. Mr. Temple said he's disgusted. He's tired of hearing about disbursements of money, but I just want you to know the money calculations that I'm talking about should be in this office. Whether we're dispersing it or not, whether our clerk's dispersing any money, the figure should be in this office, in this county building, excuse me, in the city hall. So thank you.
Thank you, Ray. Anyone else? All right, if not, I'll close public comments. And move on to item 5, approval of agenda and receive and file all communications. This is talking about adding on item 8B to appoint someone from Council to the Recreation Commission.
The liaison?
Yeah.
Make the motion to approve the agenda and receive and file all communications with the addition of 8B.
I'll second.
Motion by Councilman Kukoski, second by Mayor Pro Tem Kucher. Approve the agenda with the addition of 8B. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of prior meeting minutes, regular city council meeting minutes, November 13, 2018.
I'll make the motion to approve the regular city council meeting minutes of November 13th as presented.
Sure. Motion by Councilman Kukoski, second by Councilman Temple, to approve the regular city council meeting minutes in November 13, 2018 as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Report on the Historic Resources Commission meeting of November 5th.
I don't have anything to add to that, mainly because I wasn't there. One of the first meetings I convinced one of our boards and commissions to handle by themselves. I was at Michigan Citizens Planner, which I'll speak about a little later on. And we had a secretary for the commission, and they did their own minutes, and had a very good meeting. Actually, Kirsten Gunther sat in on to get the digital recording started and so forth. But it's one of those commissions that can function by themselves. It's a good board, it's a good commission.
And I like it.
I think those kinds of things are helpful to me. That's kind of what I'm looking for here. Mm-hmm. So I can do other things for the city besides meetings. So that's going well. We do have a meeting again on first Monday in December, which is next Monday. This commission has been reinstated, and we're going to meet on a regular basis. I think it's very important that we look at some of the historic buildings in our community, and we continue to make improvements and progress on trying to save some of the buildings in our community. So we don't have, you know, consistent buildings like the Gold Front that have to be taken down.
Catch it before that happens, right?
Yes, that's the goal.
And this is the second meeting since this commission was reconstituted?
It is, yeah. Yep, the second meeting.
No questions, we'll move on to general business, any election of mayor pro tem. This a two-year term, is it with elections that we do this? Or?
It is, yeah. It is okay. with the mayoral election, so yeah, it's every 2 years.
All right. And so the pro tem is runs meetings in place of the mayor and also is the authorized person who runs board of review meetings too, so there's some
right.
specific duties with that designation. Any recommendations?
I think Nick has done a great job. Would you care to take it on again?
I will. Some of the board of reviews, because that's not what I'm doing as part of my profession, some of them I'll have to miss, so somebody else doesn't mind stepping up and chairing some of those board reviews that I can't be at, then I have no problem doing it.
I'll yeah. support that. Mm-hmm. Motion by Councilman Kukoski, second by Councilman Temple, to elect Councilmember Kuchar to Mayor Pro Tem. Is that just a voice vote, or do you want to roll on?
Just a voice vote.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And then item 8B is to appoint Councilmember Liaison to the Rec Commission.
Yes. That position, the Recreation Commission is a 7-member commission, but it also has a liaison from council that is a non-voting position. But the intent of the liaison is to report back to the city council on the operations of the Recreation Commission.
And usually those are volunteers? Someone from the council usually. That's how we do it.
Yes.
That's one of them, it's the mayor pro tem. Otherwise, I guess I appoint her.
Again, yeah.
And I think the meetings are once a month on Wednesdays?
Yes, the third Wednesday of the month. Typically it's at 7 o'clock. We're trying to schedule some earlier in the evening. The next meeting is at 5:30. It's just the wishes of the commission to do that.
Actually, it's near and dear to my heart, but that's a bad day for me. And I don't want to volunteer and then not be able to make them. So right. If somebody else can do it, I would
be happy to do it.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay. Have to choose.
We need a vote or a motion or?
I don't believe so.
You're the appointee.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're just assigning. Good. That's fine.
All right. We'll move on to city manager's report.
Clerk first.
Thanks,
oh, I'm sorry.
She's already been talking to me.
way too much sorry. To say. I did include a couple of things in the packet. Just some information on the Walk for Warmth that they're holding again in February of this year. Just information for you. It's been passed along to the chief, so he'll be handling that. We did get a memo from Phil Nance on the with the passing of Proposition 1. He put together this memo as far as the workplace, and so I just wanted to share that information with you. I think from Tom and I's perspective, it doesn't really change what we can do as the employer. So just some good information at this point. I think everybody's kind of wondering where that's going to lead us. So, and then the last thing I did want to talk to you about, and I brought it with, you should see, it wasn't actually in your packet, but I did provide it for you. At our attorney's suggestion, we have updated a policy that is in regards to the city ordinance, section 3.5, which talks about the eligibility to be council members. And one of the things that we're looking at instituting is the sworn declaration of residency. And they're changing the language with Michigan legislature as of December 31st. So what you're seeing there is actually the new language that'll be in the Michigan law as of December 31st. What makes you an elector of the city, essentially. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to review that and discuss or have any questions before I bring that back to you to actually pass that.
Okay, so we're looking in January.
Right, it essentially would be...
meeting in January?
Yes. Adopted. Yep.
Anything else?
No, that was all I had for you tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I skipped over that. City manager's report.
I have a couple of things. One, I distributed a letter in regard to December Board of Review in the city of Sheboygan. The city council is the Board of Review. Oftentimes in township government, they have a separate body that does a board review, but by charter, the board of review for the city is the city council. So that meeting is scheduled for December 11 at 5:15. That's also a city council meeting night at 7 o'clock. Typically, the December board of review will fall on the same night. Typically, the July board of review will fall in between the council meetings in July. But again, in December, it's usually the same evening. That meeting, the intent of that meeting is basically to, it's not to hear appeals. The March Board of Review is a board that meets for 12 hours in March to hear appeals from taxpayers in the city. And again, the Board of Review is the city council for those meetings. So that's a little bit more extensive. That's 6 hours on a Monday, 6 hours on a Wednesday, typically the second week in March. December Board Review is typically a half-hour meeting at most. It's just basically to correct mutual mistakes of facts, it's to review principal residence exemptions, veterans exemptions, poverty exemptions can be reviewed at that Board Review. And then any other type of cleanup type things that were my errors or the assessor's error can be addressed at those board reviews.
And public can address the board at that time or
two. It is an open meeting, yeah. But again, it's not intended to appeal your
right.
your taxes at that time. You can do that in March and appeal your assessment at that time. But this meeting is intended for that, but you can address the public.
Just so quick, I will not be able to attend that meeting. I have quite a few I have to do that day.
Sure.
I'll try to be back. I don't know what time my last one was over. I'll try to be back at the council meeting, but I'll send you an email regarding that if I can.
Yep, that'd be fine, Nick. Yeah.
All right.
So post that letter on your refrigerator so you don't... Don't forget for the new,
so
for the new members.
A call from Tom. We're
yeah.
sitting here waiting for you.
Yeah, I'll send you an email prior to it'll be published in the paper Friday. So if you want to look at the publication, we'll cut that out of the paper. Tonight. On November 1st, the city, and with the help of Northern Lakes Economic Alliance and the Chamber, and had Invest Sheboygan in the Opera House, had about 400 people in attendance. Ellie's Place was the the first place finisher, which they got $10,500. They won $10,000 for first place, and they were the people's choice for another $500 to help. Well, that was in November 1st. That was here.
Right.
Tonight, now in Petoskey, is a four county invest or pitch night, they call it. So Ellie's Place is participating. Jennifer Robidek is participating. She's got the new Yankee Sunshine boat.
Glass bottom boat.
Bottom boat and. What's the birthday? Marcella. Jeez.
Yep.
And Marcella's participating with the Stormy Cromer store that they're going to open here, hopefully soon. The Queen's Head, which is owned by Marcella and John Costin, was the winner last year of our event here in Sheboygan. They were the third place winner this year. With Stormy Cromer. So that's all going on at the Great Lakes Center for the Arts in Petoskey tonight. So we'll see how they come out there. Hopefully one of them will have some success. Lindsay Miller from Urban Bird had, I believe she went finishing third place last year over there. She had some monies.
Yeah.
So we hope somebody comes out of there with some more monies to for their upstart businesses and so forth. Three members of the Planning Commission, Bill Hornvet, Linda Rogers, and Roger Kopernik, and myself, just completed an MSU Extension education program called Citizens Planner. It's a 6-week program. It basically deals with zoning ordinances, master planning, that sort of thing, site plan review, land divisions, and that type of thing. And we just finished that last Monday, and the three members of the commission and myself will take a test to be master citizens planners. We also have to make a public presentation. And then we'll be certified master citizens planners, and it's a great educational tool that MSU Extension does for planning for the future. And I think these three members certainly got a great deal of information out of that, and I think it's going to help us going forward. We're working on our master plan. We have a draft master plan in place. We have a committee from the Planning Commission in place that is trying to finalize that draft and get it to the Planning Commission in December. And our hope is to make a recommendation to bring it to council for approval. So the committee is working very hard to get that done. And it's important. Having a master plan is important for our Michigan Main Street process, trying to get that designation, and also redevelopment ready communities is another state designation that we're trying to get certified for, and the master plan is a big part of that. So we're trying to get all that done before the Main Street pitch comes and RRC. So that's those are all good things. And I mentioned in the workshop we had about the Rec Commission, I think that we talked a little bit about expanding the requirements of the Rec Commission, and not only just city residents, but expand it out to possibly school district. And I'll have Stephen Lindsay take a look at that, our city attorney. And
did we have to have a public hearing when we changed that?
We are going to have to, yes.
Right, for the historic district.
Yeah, we will have to have a public hearing.
Okay. I think it's a good idea, particularly since we're looking at trying to get involved from outside the city.
Yeah. I think we get it going before we fill that open seat, and we might have some applicants from outside of the city.
Yes. Yep, I think that's the key to it. So we have an open seat now, and yeah, we'd like to fill that outside. And last but not least, our development team committee met last Wednesday, the 21st, with Inverness Township. And within an hour and a half, we came to a tentative agreement on a 425 agreement. We have some things to look at first. Stephen Lindsay's going to review that, and we're also looking at the sewer agreement. But in principle, we have already decided that that's the route to go, and we have basically an agreement in place. Not signed, but yeah, we're very close.
All 11 parcels.
All 11 parcels that are owned by the Meyer Corporation, the development company.
Have you talked to Chris Jones?
We in fact tried to call him that day while Inverness Township was here. I called his office number. He didn't answer, and I called his cell phone, and he didn't answer. So I left messages on both those, and I haven't heard back yet. I told the committee he's originally from North Carolina. I believe he was traveling that day. He goes down there for the holidays, so I think he was probably down there. But
you don't think it was just you?
No, I don't. No, Greg Elliott, who is a new board member of Inverness Township, also tried to make contact with him by email. He hasn't responded to him yet. He just introduced himself and told him that the Inverness Township has a new board, and they're moving forward with a 425 agreement and want to open up communications again with the company. So I think it's all pretty positive at this point, and we hope they're ready to come back here and develop.
Well, and I think there was some general discussion about what's next.
Mm-hmm.
Not just these 11 parcels, but what we anticipate.
Sure. Sure. How we can grow that whole district and how we can improve it and get some new taxable value in our community, new jobs. It's all good. That's all I have.
All right. Very good. Well, that took off one of the committee updates.
Yeah, I didn't know if I should say that or not. But right.
That's okay. You've been working on this long enough to be able to say it.
Yeah, thanks.
But I hear the Blight Committee didn't meet.
There were two people sick.
Okay.
And,
so we're going to reschedule.
Sick that afternoon.
Yeah. Nate was gone too. So we're going to reschedule it.
All right.
As soon as we can.
All right. And I don't think there was any other committees that met.
Talked about the organizational analysis.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to messages and communications from mayor and the council members. And usually when I do this, I just call each person.
I guess I'd just like to say that I think that Mr. Loughran has a legitimate concern and that we should be more mindful.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That was on my list as well.
Yeah.
I don't know the situation all the way to the end, but
no, I don't either.
Let's have a little better grasp on that, I think, moving forward. If it's an emergency, I get it, but it's the first guy you can get to get, but if it's not,
that's right.
I agree with that.
I'd also like to say I'm looking forward to working with the new members. It's nice to see new faces.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just I'm looking forward to being here. I live in town. I have lived in town for 3 years, and I've always liked staying up to date on what's going on in the town, and we're involved in the town, and excited to be part of it.
I don't have any. Go ahead.
No. Sarah?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for all their support, and I hope to represent citizens of Sheboygan well, and look forward to working with all of you.
Very good.
We're happy you help.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple things. The second meeting in December is actually on Christmas Day. You're not committed.
So you want our Christmas list?
Maritime, you sure?
So my suggestion is that we cancel that meeting, second meeting, unless I call a special one if there's something that comes up.
Makes sense.
I concur with that.
Good.
It might be the day before. But. All right. The other thing that I want to bring up is DDA board needs an appointment. And you said you've had a couple names.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Lindsay Miller resigned from the DDA board because her new position, she could not
serve any longer.
And we had just made a policy change to make that an 11-member board. So we were at 11, and then Lindsay resigned.
Yes.
So, anyway, well, you and I will have to meet.
We'll look at that. We also, Sue Lund has resigned, too.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. I don't know if we have her official resignation, but she does.
Okay.
Want to get off.
All right. You said we had, what, three?
I believe there's three applications. Okay. Yeah.
And that's a city resident, right?
No, that's not a city resident necessarily. I mean, you have to have interest in downtown.
Oh, you're in?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. You have to have some interest in the downtown area and other business owners.
Smith.
They're there.
Yep. All right. I have nothing further. There's nothing else. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll support that.
We are adjourned.